Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, if there's a big story involving the Browns, you know we always bring on Albert to talk about it. The headline of today's article, a free agency meeting in December, a clandestine investigation in January, and a deal pushed across the goal line in less than 90 minutes. How the Browns landed Odell Beckham Jr. and why the Giants let him go. I've been reading it during the last couple of breaks. About halfway through. So far, a great read, Albert, who is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Albert, great read here and a fascinating story. We've been talking about it, as you know, for weeks. We're so excited. Yeah. But even though we thought it was real, it still feels a little surreal, I guess, until the Browns officially announce it at some point today.
Yeah, and I don't think... You know, I'll be honest. I don't think the people in that building has really hit them yet either. That they were able to pull this off. I think to them this is sort of one of those. If we have a shot at it, we should take a swing type things. You know, and we'll put our best foot forward. But I don't know that anybody really thought like that it was actually going to happen. And to me, like the smoking gun and all of that. And a couple of people pointed this out to me. The smoking gun to me and all of that's the Zeitler-Vernon trade, right? Because if they really thought that this was going to happen, then they wouldn't have completed that trade without having this part of it, right? Like a week ago, they do the Zeitler-Vernon trade, and certainly it's something, you know, the Browns had talked to the Giants about. And, you know, they complete that other trade. And, you know, I think the thinking is at that point that, all right, like, you know, this is the deal we're doing now and there's nothing else to it. And, you know, I think just kind of staying on top of it, you know, the job that John Dorsey did and keeping the lines of communication open with Dave Gettleman and then getting to the point where, you know, like the Giants really like felt like this is the best they were going to do. I think it's a credit to Dorsey and all the guys in that building for being as aggressive as they were and also being as persistent as they were, because I think there are other teams that would have come to the point where, you know, the other deal was done a week ago and they may have just said, you know, the hell with it, like it's over. And Dorsey wouldn't let it go. And, you know, like I wrote in there, I think it was really over the last, you know, 24, 48 hours, this thing started to materialize again. And then, in really about 90 minutes yesterday, it came together.
It's an unbelievable trade, Albert. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks on this show. We talked about it with you a week ago and how, you know, we felt like there was something brewing, didn't know what it was going to be. This was the splash. You know, John Dorsey came to Cleveland and he's been making all these moves since last season. He's got Baker Mayfield. Yep. But I really feel like, and you referenced this in your article, since December, they've been working about the on this deal. This was the splash that Dorsey wanted to make, and he was relentless with it, and he got it done.
Yeah, and I think, so much of this is about the fit, too. I mean, they felt like they had unique infrastructure for him, and it's hard to argue with it, you know. And it's having, you know, his best friend in the building, Jarvis Landry, and a guy who, if you read what I wrote there, you know, a lot of people, like, felt like, you know, things went sideways on Odell a little bit when he wasn't around Jarvis anymore and when it was unquestioned that he was the man. Having a quarterback who will challenge him and having a position coach who worked with him at LSU, I think so much of this is about creating the right environment around Odell Beckham. And I, whether it was intentional or not, the Browns have really done that over the course of the last year. And the key is, people who will challenge him, right? Like Odell Beckham walks into that receiver room now, he's not automatically the best player in that room because Jarvis Landry's damn good, right? Like, so there are going to be days when maybe he's the second best player in that room. Challenge him that way. A quarterback will push back on him. We know Baker Mayfield will do that. You know, a coach is going to be able to build a relationship with him where, you know, that coach will feel comfortable pushing him. And I know Freddie's that way. And then, of course, you know, you have the receivers coach who's known him since he was 19 years old. And so I think creating a challenging environment for Odell Beckham is so key to keeping him locked in and keeping him where he needs to be. And whether it was, again, whether it was intentional or not, they built the sort of environment, the sort of infrastructure that would be perfect for this player. And credit to them for recognizing it, seeing the opportunity, and then going and capitalizing on it.
We're talking with Albert Breer, MMQB. Albert, I've been thinking all day, and we've talked about it a couple of times, about how quick the talent turnaround has come in Cleveland. It kind of reminds me, I guess, of the Cowboys in the 90s a little bit. It's almost unheard of, Albert. I mean, you think about it, you go back to 2017, right? The only player the Browns had in the top 100 list was Joe Thomas. They had Myles Garrett, was a really good rookie. Joe Bitonio was probably getting close. But now you have Garrett and Bitonio, okay. But he's gone out there, he's gotten Beckham, Vernon, Landry, Demarius Randle, Mayfield, Ward, Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Sheldon Richardson, and some other guys I'm not even mentioning. I'm not saying they're all top 100 guys, but the Browns arguably by the end of 2019 could have 7, 8, even 9 top 100 players, and almost all of them have been acquired in the last year and a half.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's insane.
It's a credit to John. I think we shouldn't forget Sauce Brown either.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
he set the table.
He wasn't the greatest talent evaluator, but man, could he? I mean, that guy. Like, as far as just being creative and finding a way to compile assets, you know, somebody brought up the Sam Hinkie comparison, and I think that kind of makes sense, right? Like somebody who's just set the table, and then you get like a guy like John Dorsey in there, to take all those assets and has 30 years of scouting experience and knowing how to use them. It's set up perfect. You know, you had a guy come in and set the table, and then the guy who was kind of the championship level talent evaluator comes in and he's able to take advantage of what's there for him. And so, you know, that part of it really sticks out. And then the other piece of this, of course, and I think you guys know this, is one of the things you do, and we saw from the Jets this week too, is, you know, when you have a quarterback on a rookie contract coming out of that rookie year, if you feel good about where your quarterback is, you're going to start taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you don't have a player who's clogging up $25 or $30 million on your salary cap. And, I mean, you know, I know this is sort of in the weeds for a lot of fans, but if your quarterback's making $7 million rather than $27 million, I mean, that can be like 2 or 3 really good players.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And that can make a, I mean, and when you're talking about a game where there are 22 people on the field, that can make a big, big difference. And so, you know, it's amazing because for as many things as have gone wrong for this franchise as there have been over the last 20 years since it came back into the league, it's really kind of interesting the way this is set up where, you know, they you know, after they moved on from Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, they bring in a guy who's just a master at building up assets, and then they wind up replacing him just in time to use all those assets with a guy who is one of the best talent evaluators in football. And now you're seeing the result of it. So, I generally try to tell people to tamp down the excitement, at this time of year, because teams that win in March, generally aren't winning in September and October, November and December. But where Cleveland's at right now is pretty impressive. So you guys feel free to go nuts over it.
We are, and the whole town's going nuts, Albert. One other thing I wanted you to hit on, because there's a tired narrative being put out there about this. Well, you know, I don't want to trade for a wide receiver because what great wide receivers have won Super Bowls? To me,
narrative.
That's your narrative too. But here's the thing: trying to prove if you say you don't need a great wide receiver to win, that I can understand. But we had I'm going to say it. Chris Rose called our midday show and said, well, he just said, I don't want to get a great wide receiver because what great wide receivers win? Like if DeAndre Hopkins were on the Patriots, they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl last year.
No, I mean, look, here's the way I look at it. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't blame anybody for acquiring him. I also don't think it's backbreaking to lose one. That's the way I look at
That's
it.
That's fair.
Right? Like, I mean, it's like if you lose a quarterback or you lose a pivotal offensive or defensive lineman, that could be backbreaking. You know, and those guys are generally guys, and at those positions, you usually have guys that you're going to be building around, like, long, long term, right? Like, those guys can last 10 to 15 years, or in the case of quarterbacks, more. You know, and so I don't think that a receiver, like again, the core of great teams, like if you look at what's there consistently with great teams, you know, generally the core of a great team, like you don't see teams built around wide receivers. You don't see teams built around offensive lines and defensive lines. And it's been a while since we've seen a championship level team where it was just like, wow, look at that receiver group. That doesn't mean it's not a way to win. I mean, the Rams got close last year, and they look like they're going to be good for a long time, and they spent on Robert Woods and traded for Brandon Cooks and then spent on Brandon Cooks. And so it's not like you can't win that way, and I never meant it that way.
Yeah.
I also think it's foolish to look at the Giants and say, oh, well, now they might as well, you know, now they might as well fold the franchise because they got rid of Odell Beckham. Like, I don't think it's a I can see the sense in why the Giants did it because they're not close, and I feel like receivers generally are finishing pieces. They're not like the pieces that like are the core of every championship team.
Yes.
The thing is, the Browns are closer than their record may indicate, and they're in this window where they've got a chance to spend just like the Rams were last year. And so in this situation, it's a little different. I mean, Odell Beckham, as great a player as he is, I mean, I don't know, he's more of a finishing piece than somebody that you've been building around for a couple of years.
Albert, if there's anything life has taught us, is that when something seems too easy, it's never that easy. How much pressure is on Freddie Kitchens now?
And Baker Mayfield, too.
And Baker Mayfield, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to somebody who's pretty close to Dorsey today, and I said, Baker's going to be all pro. And his response was, Baker could be all pro throwing left-handed with that group around him. So, like, there's pressure on Baker. You know, there's no question about it. But he's thrived on pressure in the past. You know, look, in Oklahoma, there was a ton of pressure on him. He played great in high-pressure situations, whether, you know, as a senior year at Ohio State or in the Rose Bowl. Like, he's played big in big situations in the past. Yeah, there's pressure on Freddie. There's no question about it. And part of it for Freddie is, you know, sort of the position that Sean McVay's been in the last couple of years, where, you know, what you see from McVay in Los Angeles is an ability to meld different personalities together. And they've taken so many risks out there, right? Like Ndamukong Suh and Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters. They brought in all these guys who had, you know, big personalities and, you know, had some bad history and all the rest of it. And Sean's done a really good job of building the right sort of environment there. And to me now, beyond just even building an offense or like I'm developing a quarterback, obviously, is important, but, you know, beyond most of the stuff you think of with a head coach, I think a big piece of this now is building the right kind of environment where you can meld all those personalities together, and that's challenging. I mean, Dustin, you've been in these locker rooms, and you know what happens when there's a lot of alphas in there, and there's a lot of alphas in the Browns locker room right now, and so that is something to watch, and it's something that's going to be a challenge. And I think really, you know, once you get to the spring, probably is job number one for Freddie.
As long as they win,
yeah,
everything's fine.
Yeah,
the concern is, what if they start 0-3, 0-4, or Odell doesn't get his touches, or Jarvis doesn't get his touches?
Then we'll find out.
I know. I'm just. Yeah. We're all excited about it.
Is it someone's fault? Right.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, is this finger pointing start? Is it like, you know, well, that wasn't me. You know, like there's, and that's what, honestly, that's what McVay's done such a good job of, in Los Angeles, is getting guys who've been star players in other places to just sort of become pieces of the puzzle. And, you know, I think that that's one of the things where when you look at Odell, where having Jarvis really helps. Like, you know, I think if Odell is in New York and they're going to Sterling Shepard or they're going to Evan Engram and he hasn't seen the ball, you know, in a quarter and a half, maybe he's looking sideways at the offensive coordinator. And I think in Cleveland, he's got so much respect for Jarvis Landry that, you know, if the ball's going away from him into Jarvis, like, he's not going to have the same sort of feel for that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, Albert, I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done here. Now it's got to come together on the field. Obviously, they've got to, you know, we know they're good. We know their Vegas odds have improved. Now you got to prove you can win on the field. Great work today. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Well, I'm happy for all you guys, too. You know, I know, you know, we've talked for years and years and years and through all the Cavs success and everything else.
Yep.
I also know this, like, I know that's football country. I lived there for 4 years in Ohio, and I know the Browns matter more than anybody else. So
no
I'm excited for all.
Yeah. Thanks, Albert.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.